Greetings again. Excuse me. This is Brother Ephraim with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Thanks for calling in. We have been, again, following the theme of the broadness of the narrow way through this week. Today, I want to speak on the broadness of the family of God. All the sons and daughters of God that we can be a part of. Just like to share some of how precious that's been in our life. And first, a scripture here in Matthew 19. Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life." I can testify that I've found this very true, that when we forsake family for the sake of Christ, when we accept Christ and family rejects us, the family of God is so much larger and so much more precious, and it is eternal. Now, it's a wonderful thing when our earthly family, our blood family, is also part of the family of God, but we should be careful that we do not esteem too highly our earthly family at the expense of identifying with God's family. Being part of God's family should be our number one priority, our number one identity, not our earthly family. That's not to say that we can reject our earthly family. That's not the case at all. We need to honor our father and mother. We need to have love for our brothers and sisters. But Jesus wasn't really taken out with his earthly family. In fact, there was a time when his mother and brothers came to see him, and he was ministering to a great crowd. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brethren stand without seeking for you." And what did Jesus say? He said, "Who are my mother? Who is my brethren?" My mother and brothers are these that do the will of God. That's what he said. When we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus, when we are bought by him and respond to that and repent from sin and believe and become part of the family of God, then all others that have done the same thing, there is a very special bond. All that have the Holy Spirit within, there is a very special bond. It's a bond that will last throughout eternity. It is not just on this earth, but it is with those that we will get to spend all of eternity in communion around the throne of God, worshiping God and his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know what all that's going to look like. Revelation gives us a lot of pictures of how that's going to be and what all, but there's still a lot we do not know. But it will be very, very special. So the family of God are those that we can look forward to spending eternity with. You know, the world has a way of building walls, and sin and the devil certainly contribute to that. Of, you know, there's racism and there's clans and clubs and all sorts of prejudices, nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There's so many ways people are suspicious of each other. They don't trust one another. So groups form, and they don't want anything to do with others, or they're very careful. So there are lots and lots of groups in this world, groups of people that would rather just be left alone. They even hate one another and have animosity toward one another, group against group. But the Lord Jesus Christ, those that he redeems out of these other groups, they are his children, that they are his family. So you have all these groups in the world that exist, that do not really interact more than they have to. And then running across that, you have the people of God. And God redeems from all these people, as Revelation speaks of, all peoples, the nations, the languages, tongues, tribes, just goes down the list. All these different groups will be part of the family of God. There will be those that are redeemed out of untold many groups, nations, peoples. So you have this family of God that just runs cross culture all the way across all these different groups. I just find that so exciting. Back when we were born again, my wife and I, there was a church that really reached out to us a lot, had Bible studies with us for a couple months, and just came out about once a week to have a Bible study with us. There were so many times where we didn't know who was going to come tonight. Somebody gave us a name, such and such was going to come, his family, and we'd be kind of nervous. We wouldn't know who are these people. Are we going to connect with them? Are we going to like them? Are they going to like us? What's going to happen? How's it going to go? But when they came, it was so obvious that these people had the Spirit of God. They were beaming with joy. They came in, they sat down, they discussed things of the Lord, shared testimonies, and opened the Bible, studied the Bible, prayed, sang songs, interacted with each other in that way. And by the time the evening was over, we just felt such a connection with these people. That's what the Spirit of God does. There's a witness within. When we meet brothers and sisters that are like-minded, that are in Christ and serving him, there's a connection. There's a very quick witness that goes on, that here's a brother, here's a sister, and bonds form quickly. And it's just very precious when you meet someone that you've never met before. And within minutes, you just feel a real connection, and you enjoy interacting, fellowshipping, and you realize that here's a brother, here's a sister. So I praise God for the family of God. And I just encourage you to seek to make that your first identity. The family of God. Well, I guess that's it for this morning. I pray that this was a blessing to you. We're thankful for the broad family of God that is with us on the narrow way. Well, have a blessed day. May your meditations be sweet.